Time now, the producer pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you played fairly well the last couple of weeks, but you're 1-4 in your last five. Any concern?
No, not at all, Schultz. I mean, I look at things different than you're looking at the 1-4 record. I look at how we play. Skip last weekend. The weekend before that, we played a very good Ferris team. We split here. I mean, we're at the time of the year where it's split city anyway, Schultz. The week before that, or 2 weeks before that, because we had a bye, then we go to Bowling Green and we get a split there. So, again, whether we win on Friday and lose on Saturday or vice versa, it doesn't matter. Split's a split. Points are the same. And as far as last weekend, played pretty good hockey, Schultz, against two pretty good teams. And, you know, obviously, again, we would obviously like a better outcome. But again, at the end of the day, I think it's how you're playing. I thought we played pretty good.
I'm not saying that I think your players are taking shortcuts at all by this question, but this late in the year, little things are so important. This late in the year, bodies are tired, minds are tired. How does a coach make sure the guys are always doing the things the right way?
First off, you got to make sure that you talk about it all the time, you address it all the time, you show it in video. We're constantly reminding Schultz, and I think that's when you teach, you're constantly reminding. The other thing is, they obviously too, they've got a standard to uphold, and there's accountability right there, and they have to hold themselves accountable. And, obviously, again, I think they know that little things are so important this time of year. They're always important anyway, Schultz. It's just magnified, I guess, more than anything. It's magnified this time of year. I guess that's what you're probably trying to, really get out in that question right there. And it is magnified. So they just have to, again, they have to have mental toughness. And, they just have to realize, again, that, again, every shift is important. And, one wrong thing on a shift could, it could be detrimental.
This is the biggest weekend in this building's history. Have you shied away from that, or have you been talking about it all week?
Talked about it. You were at my press conference on Tuesday. You brought it up to me, Schultz, and I agreed with you, and I'm not going to hide behind that, and you have to embrace it. It means that we're in a good spot right now, and it's great to be in these types of games. And when you're in these types of games, it means you're having some success.
Hockey advocate Jeff Sauer passed away yesterday at the age of 73. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
Oh, yeah. I coached with Jeff my last year in the WCHA when I was at St. Cloud. Jeff was the head coach. Mike Sturdish was the assistant. John Hill and I were the assistant coaches. And we went to Switzerland, and we played an all-star. We had an all-star team in the WCHA, and we went to Switzerland. Bert Gilling was on the team. And so I had the pleasure of working with Jeff for a week and a half to 2 weeks. And obviously, again, when you work with him, Schultze, you get to know a different side of him. And, you always look at him as, he's one of the dean of coaches. He's had so much impact in the game. And you respect Jeff, and he's kind of an icon in the game. But, boy, when we worked with him, what a guy. And that was tough news yesterday for me, Schultze, because, ever since we worked that week and a half together, we kind of had a pretty special relationship. I'm not saying that we were mega tight, but there was a lot of respect right there. And again, it was a tough day yesterday.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Native Nations night tonight here at the Sanford Center. Tom, Zach Whitecloud, a member of a tribe in Canada. Despite being 19 years old, he gets how this world works, and he wants to make a positive impact on it. He's the exception to the rule when it comes to youth getting it on the ice. What is he like?
On the ice, he's amazing. He's like he is off the ice. He's serious. He's very serious. He pays attention to detail. He's very coachable. He's a wonderful kid. And again, he does things the right way. And he's just got a bright future in this game.
On to Tech. They're good. Been on a tear lately. What's the best way to slow them down?
Well, I mean, do I got to be cliche-ish, Schultze? we have to have good goaltending. We have to be good. Special teams have to be good. And we really have to manage the puck. And the other thing is, too, Schultze, they're probably the hardest forechecking team that we'll play this year. They really come at you hard with two guys. And we just have to make sure, too, that we move the puck quickly. And then we have to try to obviously make a couple tape-to-tape passes to get out of the zone right there.
You win tonight, it puts a ton of pressure on them. They win tonight, it puts a ton of pressure on you guys for tomorrow night. This is what makes college sports great. How did you sleep last night?
I slept pretty good last night, but I couldn't take a nap today. My nap was I couldn't fall asleep today with my nap, Schultze. So, no, I mean, I'm I'm excited about the game as well, just like the fans are, just like the players are, just like you are. And, you know, and you don't get to play in a lot of games like this, so it's always fun this time of year. And when you're playing a game like this, again, like I said earlier, Schultz, you just embrace it.
When people think of games like this, the movies come to mind, and maybe Gene Hackman giving his pregame speech in Hoosiers or Kurt Russell's speech in Miracle. What's your speech to the guys going to be like right before they head on the ice tonight?
Well, I just think, again, that what we try to do is it's just a lot of reminders, just about three or four different reminders and keys for the game. And again, make sure, again, you play with your heart, you play with your head, you play with your feet.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.